All right, we're so glad that you guys have decided to join us today for Brent and Chuck's podcast. We have a special guest with us today. Chuck, would you like to introduce him?
No.
Okay. So you want to introduce himself?
Oh, me. No, we have William Donald sitting here in the studio.
Oh, man, it's with exciting.
Us. Welcome, William.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, what are we here for today?
Well, the purpose maybe of having William sit in with us today is he represents a different segment of North Brookers involved in the big story, because he and Jill have two kids at home that you and I do not have, Brent.
Right.
Right.
And elementary age.
Huh?
Y'all got different kids.
That's right.
Yeah. I've got one in the oven.
One in the oven. We've got them out of the nest. So you still have them.
Both of them are in the nest.
Out of the oven and in the nest.
Yes.
So we want to just talk to William a little bit about how the process of the big story in their home has gone so far this year. Right?
That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Fire away.
Okay. William, tell us at the beginning of, like, back in January when we first started, how you and Jill kind of carried this out with your kids.
Yeah, well, in addition to Jill and I reading individually on our own, which is kind of the way that we've done it. I know that some couples might read together or whatever, but basically I have my quiet time early in the morning, and then Jill has hers typically after the kids have gone off to school, after she's gotten them off to school or going or whatever. And so we have also been making a point at night, or had been making a point at night, to just kind of go over some of the read some of the scripture aloud to the kids at night, like right before bedtime and prayer time and everything, and then just kind of during the day when things pop up too. We were really consistent on that, and making sure, obviously, you know, we can pretty much share with Braden being 11 the majority of the stuff that we're reading in scripture. That's not just weird enough that I'm having trouble understanding it too. He can comprehend or understand. Yeah. But with Ella Catherine, she's 5, so we have to really kind of bring it down to a level that she can understand.
So you would read, you just read them the scripture, and then if Ella Catherine needed a little bit of translation, so to speak, you would try to do that for her.
Right. So we would just kind of gauge from looking at her face. You can pretty much tell when she's getting it and when she's not.
Right.
And just kind of, you know, understanding this is a pretty tough concept for a kid to understand. So we would kind of read the scripture, and then we might take a little aside from that and say, now what it's saying here is that so-and-so.
Okay.
And so here's what that means for us. And then we would go back in and read another section of the scripture, and then when it needed to be explained, then we would kind of just do that as it comes. So, like, we'd read a verse and then maybe do a quick little explanation and then go on to the next part.
Right. Okay, so you guys, several weeks, I remember, you know, us talking here in the office and maybe talking to Jill different times during the week. It was going pretty cool. I mean, it was really good. You're enjoying it with your family. And it was real positive.
Yeah, you know, the beginning of Genesis is just and through the flood and everything, there's lots of great stories that the kids have already heard, stories that have been turned into kid versions, you know, because they are they're great stories, and they're, you know, kids can understand them and relate to them.
Yeah. So I'm
it's,
sure
it gets a little tougher.
It gets a little tougher.
Well, no, it gets a little tougher when you get into some of the stuff a little later on.
So your kids weren't just like, you know, sitting at the door ready for mom and dad to read them some more after a certain point?
Well, no, I mean, it was just the text ended up getting tougher to explain some of the weird stuff that's going on.
Right, right. So what's happened now?
Well,
what's been the process after the initial great start?
Sure. We have become pretty inconsistent in taking the scripture that we're reading. We're still pretty consistent with reading. I think I'm about a half a day behind right now, and I think Jill's maybe 2 days behind.
I'm sure she appreciates you telling the world.
Jill is 2 days behind. She will never listen to this podcast, so it doesn't matter. I'm going on record with that. Yeah, so we... we just have not been as consistent with the kids in kind of telling them. Now, Braden gets up earlier than Ella Catherine to go to school, so sometimes he may come in there when I'm still doing my study time and my reading.
Yeah.
And so I will, you know, I'm not going to get as much accomplished if I'm reading, it'll take me a lot less time for me to read this myself than it will for me to just kind of explain it to him and read some of it aloud to him. But I've been doing that anyway. So probably, I guess 3 of the last 5 school days has probably been like that, where I would be reading something and just kind of read some of it aloud to him. So I've been doing a better job with Braden than we have with Ella Catherine.
Yeah. What would you say would be a way that, and maybe this is, you're going to be encouraging yourself here.
Preaching to my personal choir.
To families that are listening, like y'all, that probably you're not unusual in trying to incorporate this into your routine at home. What would you say would be some things families could do to take advantage of the story with their kids?
I think that...
What would help you?
Sure. Having a consistent time, making it part of the routine, that's the reason that Jill and I have been as consistent as we have with the reading, is because I know that I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to make coffee, and then I come in and sit down by the fireplace and do my reading. So for me, that consistency is something that really helps me. You know, it being that specific part of the day every day has really helped me be consistent. And so I would think it would be the same thing with the kids. You know, with them, it might be a more logical time for everybody to do it right before bedtime. And so you just kind of say, okay, well, if bedtime is it at 8:30, then at 8 o'clock they need to have their baths done. And you know, and of course, I know that's a perfect world too. But that's a good thing to shoot for, is that, you know, now 8 o'clock means that we've already had our bath and it's time for us to have some family worship time. Jason Brooks is who you probably ought to talk to. He and Renee they've been doing
so
family worship.
You're going
time.
On record.
I'm calling you out, Jason.
He does listen.
Yeah.
Oh, right. My. We will have to get him in here now.
Yeah. That's right.
You're saying that I would think maybe around a meal time
might be
a good time to do it, either before the food gets on the table or right after as everybody's finishing up. Or
yeah, it doesn't really matter when. I think that a key for me has been, just in my Bible reading throughout my life, has been if I can get myself into a routine, and I'm not a naturally routined person, but if I can force myself to get into a routine, then I tend to do a lot better than that. And I'm about as scatterbrained as it gets. So, if I can get on a routine, then anybody can.
Yeah. Yeah. You got...
Well, no, I was just thinking, too, like, because you know your kids better than anybody, and people who are listening know their kids better than anybody. I've heard of it, too, that if you have kids Ella Catherine's age, maybe a little bit younger, you don't have to sit straight-laced, everybody on the couch, everybody at the dinner table, that they can even have an object in their hand that they're sort of messing with on the floor. And while they're doing that, you can tell a story. And so I guess I just want to reiterate what you're saying and then encourage everybody that there's no right or wrong way to do this.
Yeah. I think doing something is always going to be better than nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, any biblical intake that your kids are getting is going to be better than than not doing it.
Absolutely. And that's where I'm at with my teenagers, too, that exact phrase.
Yeah.
Let's do something.
And now also, so let's encourage our folks, because there are some resources at the Big Story resource table in the back of the big room when you come to church that Cindy has put there to help you.
That's right.
So if reading the actual text from Leviticus coming up is going to be a little bit daunting, there may be something in one of the children's Bibles there that would help you with that.
Yeah, so, in fact, I know there is, and Cindy would be happy to show you exactly on the table.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right. Well,
thanks, William, for hanging out.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it. All right, you guys ready to cue us out?
Sure.
William brought his own music here.
Got a little grizzly bear here.